Harper Audio presents This Charming Man by Marion Keyes, performed by Sheila Birmingham.
What? You too? I thought I was the only one. C.S. Lewis. Everyone remembers where they were the day they heard that Patty De Courcy was getting married. I was one of the first to know, what with working in a newspaper, when word came in from David Thornbury, political correspondent and tallest man in Dublin, that De Courcy was calling it a day. I was surprised. I mean, we all were. But I was extra surprised, and that was even before I heard who the lucky woman was. But I couldn't act upset, not that anybody would have noticed. I could fall down dead in the street and people would still ask me to drive them to the station. That's what life is like when you're the healthy one of a pair of twins. Anyway, Jacintha Kinsella, boss, needed a quick piece on the engagement, so I had to put my personal feelings to one side and be a professional. Grace Gildee.
It would have been nice if you had asked me first.
Alicia Thornton. I was on the net, checking eBid for an owl handbag, by Stella McCartney, not just any owl handbag, for a client to wear to a wildlife charity thing when I saw the headline, De Courcy to Wed. Thought it was a hoax. The media are always making stuff up and faking cellulite on girls who don't have it and taking it off girls who do. When I discovered that it was true, I went into shock. Actually thought I was having a heart attack. Would have called an ambulance, but couldn't remember 999. Kept thinking 666, number of the beast. Finola, Lola, Daly. Don't you be happy, you bastard. That's what I thought when I heard. Don't you dare be happy. Marnie Hunter. De Courcy to Wed. Women throughout the land will be donning black armbands with the news that Ireland's most eligible politician, Paddy Quicksilver De Courcy, is to hang up his gloves and settle down. Over the last decade, De Courcy, a popular figure in the VIP rooms of Dublin's hot night spots, often said to physically resemble John John Kennedy, has been linked with a number of glamorous women, including the model-turned-actress Zara Kaletsky and Everest mountaineer Selma Teeley, but until now showed no signs of making a permanent commitment. Not much is known of the woman who has won his notoriously wayward heart, one Alicia Thornton, but she's certainly no model or mountaineer. The only climbing she seems interested in is social. Ms. Thornton, 35, allegedly a widow, was in the employ of a well-known property agency but plans to give up her job once married in order to devote herself to her husband's burgeoning political career. As the wife of the famously ambitious Quicksilver, she'll have her work cut out for her. De Courcy, 37, is the deputy leader of New Ireland, the party founded 3 years ago by Dee Rossini and other TDs disaffected with the culture of corruption and cronyism prevailing in Ireland's main political parties. Contrary to popular opinion, De Courcy is not one of New Ireland's founding members, but joined 8 months after the party's inception, when it became clear that it was a viable prospect.
Lola. Day zero. Monday, August 25, 2:25 p.m. The worst day of my life. When the first wave of shock released me from its fiendish grip, I couldn't help but notice that Paddy hadn't called me. Ominous. I was his girlfriend. The media was going wild that he was getting married to another woman, and he hadn't called me. Bad sign.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?